WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Dual polarization radars really shine when it comes to detection of heavy rain. KDP, or differential phase shift, is superior for detecting areas of heavy rainfall and the resulting rain rate and accumulation, since dual polarization collects more and better information on drop characteristics. Hail is generally a non-factor in KDP in most situations because hail contamination is no longer the problem it used to be. Better estimations also result from a better understanding of what types of rain processes are occurring. Tropical rainfall is a much different situation in terms of rain rates and amounts than continental rainfall. While meteorologists try to account for this by changing the ZR relationship of the radar for different events, it doesn't always work well. Dual polarization will do this much better and automatically, so estimations of rain will be much better. In general, heavy rain occurs with KDP values greater than 1. As KDP values further increase, rain rates increase too. Extreme KDP, that is, values greater than about 5, can be an indication of small water-coated hail. A KDP value of 0.2 converts to about a half inch per hour. 1.2 is about 2 inches per hour, and 2.8 around 4 inches per hour, and so forth. With a new rain estimation capability will come new rainfall products. 1 hour and storm total estimates are the most prevalent with the conventional Doppler radar. However, dual polarization radars will see a true instantaneous rain rate product. There will also be some difference products for comparison between standard and dual polarization versions. All is not completely sunny, though. The big drawback in KDP comes when the radar detects non-weather-related echoes, because KDP is not computed at all. This will create blank areas in the product, and sometimes KDP will not compute for legitimate precipitation. This is not a frequent occurrence, but when this happens, the dual polarization rainfall products will suffer. This is the primary reason for keeping those standard products. Research is ongoing by the National Weather Service in the hopes of fixing this issue in future software updates. And next week, we'll move on to a look at hail in a dual polarization world.